Acts 17:26 really tells the truth. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on the face of the earth. That excerpt from Acts 17:26 really captures a lot. And we need to remember to just simply love each other and hate hatred and overcome evil with good. What I'm specifically thinking about this week is how much, frankly, I hate racism. More importantly, God hates racism. He loves us all. He created us all in His image. You know, the Lord has filled me with His love so that I genuinely love people without concern for skin color or outward appearance. Truly. In fact, in one of my grad school classes, I was required to take bias tests about race. And, believe it or not, I actually had no racial bias. I know that's unusual, but I know it's supernatural because Jesus Christ lives in my heart and gives me His heart of love for others. Jesus said in Luke 18:27, "The things that are impossible with people are possible with God." You know, instead of focusing on racial differences, we need to focus on our similarities and on making a difference. How? By knowing Jesus as Savior and Lord on a personal level, following God's word, and living out God's love. You must know His love in order to share His love. His love is so amazing. It's beyond description. He loves you. He loves us all, and He wants us all to come to Him, to receive Jesus, not reject Him. Jesus knows rejection. He knows what it's like to be totally, totally rejected and abused, and it's nothing that He did wrong or anything when He encountered those things. It's because of nothing that He did wrong. He was sinless and is, and He bore the weight of our sins, all of mankind's sins on the cross, and we need only to receive Him, believe Him, and share Him. Now, often the media feature primarily horrifying headlines, including racial hatred. But there are many encouraging stories that are full of Christian love and not racial discord. It's just not featured, or it's edited out. You know, I know this from experience. Often, certain media edit out Christian comments from inspirational news items. I know it from experience as an author and recording artist. I have been interviewed literally hundreds of times, and I have encountered editing out of my Christian faith. So remember that when you get discouraged by these headlines that you see. Good things are happening, they're just not featured. Just remember that God is still working mightily. And the good news is spreading, my friends. Whether in the news or not, the good news is spreading. Prayer is powerful. Christ remains King, so be encouraged. Love God, love each other, and move forward in faith and freedom. And remember that Jesus meant it when He said it in John 13:34-35. "I am giving you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, so you too are to love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love and unselfish concern for one another." Prayer tip of the week. Ask the Lord to give you His perspective, His unprejudiced perspective, and His love for all people. Share about Jesus in word and deed this week. And pray for all people to know Him. Let's pray now. Heavenly Father, thank You for loving us. Thank You, Jesus, for dying in our place and bearing the weight for our sins. Thank You for loving us so much. We receive You, we believe You, we repent. Please rule our lives. We rely on You alone for salvation. And we pray for our country and all countries to turn to You and to totally reject racism. And instead, that people would just love each other and look to You, not get discouraged. Pray for all prayer requests sent to Praying Pals. Pray for all churches, all pastors who serve so diligently. We thank You, Lord, for being with us. We welcome You, we love You, we praise You, no matter what. In Jesus' name, amen. Feel free to send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Enjoy church, and remember to enjoy Jesus every day. He loves you. He really does.